and Edward must have marvelled at the way the stripling boy grew into a steely and ruthless young man, eventually triumphing in battle over a formidable league of rebel nobles. While William was securing absolute power in Normandy, Edward was by now in the middle of a nervous reign, continually having to look over his shoulder at his biggest threat, Earl Godwin. But in 1051, Edward seized his chance to rid himself of his rival. Edward had brought over Norman allies, established them in castles, made one Archbishop of Canterbury. Feeling his moment had now come, he confronted Godwin with the crime of his brother's murder and threw him out of the country. But Edward's bid to rid himself of his sworn enemy failed miserably. In exile, the Earl of Wessex was just as dangerous as at home and sailed back with a fleet to humiliate the king. Out went Edward's Norman cronies. Back came the Godwins, stronger than ever. And Edward was now little more than a puppet king. He turned to the religious life, spending days in meditation and prayer, becoming at last the confessor, devoting himself to the foundation of his Benedictine Abbey upstream of London, his Westminster.